on Chav Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara discusses a little bit the story of Avishak HaShunamis. So the Gemara says that he really wanted to marry her, but he had no brera because he already had 18 wives and he wasn't permitted to divorce any of them because he can't be in the garish Baal Korcha. Apparently none of the 18 wives agreed to receive a get. But he had a suffix sakana because he felt so chilly. So, that's how the psukim say. So he tiulah leyachid, but he tiulah legarish. The din is that when a person is a chayla mesukan and he has to, in order to save his life, you have to violate some aveira or another. So machil masa hakal akal three wives, and he wasn't permitted to divorce any of them because he can't be legarish bal korcha. Apparently, none of the 18 wives agreed to receive a get. But he had a suffix sakana because he felt so chilly. So, that's how the psukim say. So he tiulah leyachid, but he tiulah legarish. The din is that when a person is a chayla mesukan and he has to, in order to save his life, you have to violate some aveira or another. So machil masa hakal akal tchila. If you can get away with doing the lesser aveira, so you do that and you save his life rather than do the more serious aveira, like in Shulchan Aruch it says. So if he can eat pachas b'kashir, so we have him do that. Chatzishir is also min ha-Torah. So what he gains? The answer is no. Chatzishir is also min ha-Torah, but there's no karis. As opposed to the case where he's going to eat a shir shalayim, and there will be at least a karis. So that's considered an example of hakal akal tchila. We recommend he should violate chatzishir rather than violate a shir shalom. So here also the Gemara is implying that the garish would have been a more serious avera. Garish, one of the 18 wives who were not interested in getting divorced, that would have been a more serious avera than liyachay, because yichud the pinuya was only midirachon. So then the Gemara tells a story. Rashi quotes, there's a pasuk that has 13 words in it. Rashi, about 10 lines from the bottom, quotes the pasuk. Matava b'ashem al ha-melech ha-chadro v'ha-melech zokin liyod v'ishak ha-shun amiz b'sharaz es ha-melech. By the ma'isa with Bathsheba, that Bathsheba went to complain to David HaMelech that Adoni Abed Chagiz is taking over the Meluche and you promised that my son Shlomo is going to become the Melech. So they negotiated the whole deal and he saw to it that Shlomo became the Melech. So in that passage there are 13 words. What's the significance of the 13 words? So, Rashi is commenting on the Gemara. How do you see 13 words? We'll see in a minute. So Rashi's quoting from the Gemara, the whole story. That Avishak HaShunamis was sort of teasing David HaMelech. Yeah, he's an old man now. He's an old man, that's why he already doesn't have Guras HaNoshim anymore. That's why he's not bawled out. Truth of the matter was that he's not going to be bawled out because he's not allowed to take more than 18 wives. The Rambam says, the Rambam Shita we discussed, I think, 3 weeks ago, the Rambam Shita is the 18 wives include Noshim Upilakshim. The writer is Chaylika, the Rambam says, not only Noshim Upilakshim are not included. But the Rambam holds that the only reason why a Pilegesh is Muteris Lemelech and Asur Lehedyot is because the Melech is kind of the Pilegesh the Yichud. A Hedyot is not kind of the Yichud. So by Hedyot, a Pilegesh is a Pnuyot. By the Melech, the Pilegesh is Ishtar, she'll need a get. If the Melech takes a Pilegesh, he is an Eshesesh, just that the there's no nisuit. It's issues without any nisuit. So the David HaMelech was forbidden to live with Avishag HaShunamis. She was teasing him. So she says, hey, you're an old man, you don't have Guras HaNoshim anymore. So he says, what are you talking about? So he did Yud Gimel Biyos with Bathsheba to prove that he still had Guras HaNoshim. And he said Yud Gimel Biyos. So Rashi explains on the Gemara, because that pasuk that the Gemara quoted has 13 words. When you count the words, it has 14 words. If you count the name Bathsheba, it's two different words. So the Achronim say, you see from this Gemara, that the word Bathsheba is counted as one word. When you write in Iksuba, you write in Geth, you write Bathsheba, you're supposed to write it together without any space in between. That's what they bring a raya from this Gemara. Otherwise, how does the Gemara make a cheshbon a yud gimel? If there are yud dalet, if there are 14 words in the pasuk. Then the Gemara has a comment on on the third wide line, Amar Rabba Babachon Amar Rabbi Yechon, Koshel Lezadgen Kekriyas Yamsum Shenemar. It's difficult to make Shiduchim just like, it's like Kineger HaTeva, just like Kriyas Yamsum is changing the Teva. So too, to find a Shiduch is difficult like Kriyas Yamsum. As the Pasuk says in Tillim, Elokim Moishim Yechidim Boiso. Kodesh Bobu gets Yechidim, two singles, to get married and to live together. Matzi Asirim Bekoishoris. And he takes Bnei Yisrael out from Mitzrayim, the merits of Mitzrayim at the proper season of the year. So the fact that it's Atzushel, the Pasuk puts together, Motzi Asirim Bekoishoris, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is at the Zman HaKosher, at the right time. The Gemara had the way it says is a parenthesis, that's another Agoda. Bethi Vishira, the Mitzrayim were crying and Bnei Yisrael was singing Shira. They were singing Raz Yashi, either because Sharis means Kipshuto, the Zman HaMukhshar, the proper season of the year, at the springtime, or the word because Sharis is Nidrash, or Tikrit because Sharis are the Bethi Vishira. But whatever it is, the Pasuk puts together Moshe Yechidim Boisa, he takes two singles and he pairs them up together and they get married. It's put together with Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's how we established this idea that Kosher Lezanken Kikriyas Yamsum. Pregnant Mar HaKashe, how could that be? If it says, Abraham Yom Kone Pitzios HaVlad, the Basko comes out and announces Bas Ploini and Ploini. What exactly is the Kashe? What exactly is the Kashe? So the assumption seems to be that if a Basko announces in advance, if the Zivug HaMarom Min HaShemayim, it should go big Ishmir. It should be very easy. There shouldn't be any, it should go very smoothly. There shouldn't be any difficulties. That's how Rashi writes in Soito. And that based on Manalaf, the same Gemara appears, and Rashi reads like that in the Hemshah HaSugya. So to this, the Gemara answers that Loi Kashe, or Bezivik Rishon, or Bezivik Sheni. If it's Bezivik Rishon, then it's Ben HaShamayim. So that's going to be, go very smoothly. If it's a Zivik Sheni, then it's same as Abkin Lalo Adamel Lefi Maisa. That's the other member there in Satan, that base of an hour. And then it's going to be Kosher Zagin Kikriyas Yamsum. That's a Rashi read the Gemara. The Rambam writes in the Shemona Prokim, in the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, that Zivugim are not Min HaShemayim. The Rambam says, Mipiyoyon, he quotes the Pasuk in Eichon, Mipiyoyon, Maseitze HaRoes Mahatoyim. Says the Rabbanu Shalom is his geyser that people should do averus and people should do mitzvahs. That's how he teaches. The Elyon from the mouth of the Rabbanu Shalom Lo Yseitze HaRoyes Vatayim. Averus and mitzvahs is Tchira Chavshis, that's up to people. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines the Malach HaMumuna Al HaHayroyon, the angel who's in charge of the babies being born, determines in advance. The Gemara Nida, the Braisa in the end of the third paragraph Nida says, determines whether the baby is going to be a Cholosh or a Gibor, Asher or Ani, Chochem or Titesh. But the Malach doesn't determine whether it's going to be Tzadik or Rosh or Lo Kamar. Malach doesn't determine Tzadik or Rosh. Why? Because that's talking Chiruch Hashem. That's Chiruch Hashem. Why did the Gemara just parenthetically? Why did the Gemara pick on these three meters? The Gemara could have said the color of the hair, the color of the eyes, and the complexion, tall or short. How come the Gemara only mentions three? Chochem HaTitish, Gibor HaRashir, and Gibor HaRachavosh, and Asher and Yoni. So the Mahashua says it's based on the Pasuk in Navi. Al Yisrael Chochem HaChachmas, Al Yisrael Gibor Bidiras, Al Yisrael Asher B'Yashra, Ki Mezos Yisrael HaSalel HaSkel V'Yadoy, it's the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. So why is Al Yisrael Chochem HaChachmas? Because that's Min HaShamayim. He didn't work it. Al Yisrael Gibor Bidiras, that's Min HaShamayim. Al Yisrael Asher B'Yashra, that's Min HaShamayim. Who had denied the color of the hair, cover the eyes, the complexion, tall or short, and all the other things that go in the genes. That's all determined in HaShemayim. The only thing that's not determined in HaShemayim is Bechir HaChavshis, Tzadik Barosh HaLoi Koma. So the Rambam writes, the issue of Zivugin, how can it be in HaShemayim? If the person, let's say from the man's viewpoint, we're a group of men, the man marries a tzaddikas, even if he's not on such a high madrega, and the wife will see that he is a shema mitzvahs. Even if he doesn't go to shul, he doesn't go to a shir, he doesn't want to keep mitzvahs, she'll keep him alone. If the man is a big tzaddik and he marries a mashal, so she can pull him down to a much lower madrega. So how can you say that HaShemayim is determined whom I'm going to marry? That's like tzaddik or Russia. That's determined whether I'm going to be a tzaddik or a Russia. The Rambam says it cannot be. He says in unusual cases sometimes a person is such a great tzaddik, he deserves a knockout shidduch. So in HaShemayim they'll see to it that he gets plainness, he's going to get bas plain. If a person is an unusual Russia, he deserves the punishment, so then they'll see to it that, or if a person is an unusual tzaddik and he deserves a little punishment by Olam Hazeh, in order that he should be spared punishment on Olam Haba, so they'll give him a marshas, so he'll have his upkumen nishal devil, and he'll be cut off from Yisur and Matyanadol. But the Rambam says this is an unusual instance, that in our Shemaim they determine whom one is going to marry. Because under normal circumstances, that would be really tzaddik v'rosha. That's going to determine whether the man or the woman, from the other perspective, from the woman, if the woman is going to marry a religious husband, so the husband will see to it that she'll keep in line, that she'll be observed. If she marries a Russia, the husband will see to it that she becomes a balzah. That's what the Rambam writes. At the bottom, when they printed the Shmoneh Prok Laram, the regular Vilna Shas, so they have a Rani commentary on the bottom of Rabbi Yankif Emden, Ke'oris. Rabbi Yankif Emden says the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara state the Fetish. On the first daf, over here in Sanhedrin daf on base, as well as the first daf in Masech HaSeit, the Gemara says that Baskol determines Abroim Yom Kodim Yitzirus Avlad. Yitzirus Avlad takes 40 days. In the first 42, 43 days of pregnancy, that's when you have Tzirus Avlad is determined. So Gemara says 40 days is a little bit inaccurate. Gemara says approximately 40 days, slightly more than 40 days. So it means Abroim Yom Kodim Yitzirus Avlad means from the very beginning of the conception. Before the Yitzirus Avlad even occurs, Yitzirus Avlad usually takes 42, 43 days. Before it even begins, Mahash, at the first moment of conception, it's already determined. So how can the Rambam say that it's not so? The Rambam is against the Gemara. So some say, could be the Rambam is against the Gemara. It wouldn't be the first time that the Rambam writes something against the Gemara. Maybe he has some other sources. Or it could be like the Meiri points out. Meiri, on that Gemara in Saito, gives you what's the definition of Zivik Rishon and Zivik Sheni. So usually we define Zivik Rishon means the first time around a marriage. Zivik Sheni means if the couple got, if they previously got divorced, or if someone died, the husband died, the wife died. So the Zivik Sheni means the second marriage. So the Meiri writes that he doesn't think that that's what it means. It means, he says that Zivik Rishon means when they get married at a very young age. The boy is in Gatsin 13 years old, and the girl is Kam 12 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old. Such a young couple. How can you say, Eidazad bin Allah and Elifi Maisim? How do you know what the Maisim are going to be? No one knows the Bechlau, what is daily bar mitzvah. He's going to go into the rabbinate, he's going to become a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief. You know the Bechlau, what he's going to become. So you can't say, Eidazad bin Allah and Elifi Maisim. So that's, you assume that that's Menashe Mar. But if the couple gets married later in life, let's say the boy is 22, 23, 24, whatever, and the girl is 19, 20, so the Meiri writes that that's called Zivik Sheni. So the Rambam lived in a society, the Rambam got married late, I think over 30. So the Rambam lived in a society where people were getting married at a later age. They weren't getting married at 13, 14. Girls weren't getting married so young either. So maybe the Rambam is referring to those kind of marriages, that's not Menashe Shamayim. But that if it would have been a Zivik Rishon, means they would get married at such a very young age. Maybe the Rambam would also admit that would be considered the Menashe Shamayim. We don't know. But anyway, the simple reading of this Gemara seems to indicate the way Rashi wrote on Soitan, the base of an Aleph, that if a boy is going out with a girl and it doesn't go smoothly, there are ups and downs and it's a little difficult, it's complicated, he has to go convince the Shvigah, convince the Shvigah, and Suren, and so on and so forth. So the Gemara takes that as a sin and that it's not in Hashemayim. There's a collection of letters of the Stipler. Like after the Chazon Ish passed away, they published a collection of letters of the Chazon Ish. They're beautiful letters. After the Stipler passed away, they published a collection of his letters. It's called Kraina de Igarta. So he has a lot of letters at Achiduchen. He's hard of hearing. So most of the people who had a right to him, they couldn't. It was very hard to scream. So the Quran used to scream, but the outsiders always used to write letters. So someone wrote him a letter. He's going with a girl. Shiva Bokha from Rei Brakon is going with a girl. And a lot of big difficulties. Should he take it as a sin in the Hashemayim that this is not the Basherta and he should drop the Shidduch? So the Stipler writes him back in the response. Nechet Eisen, who says that just because it's been Hashemayim it's going to go the Gishmir? Maybe it's been Hashemayim that it should be with ups and downs, with difficulty. Maybe that's a Nisoyan that they're giving you in Hashemayim. So the simple reading of our Gemara, the Gemara quotes two memories that are supposed to be contradictory. The one memory was, kosher resulting in Kriyas Yamzim, that Shidduchim don't go smoothly. And the memory that contradicts that was that the Baskol Yotzis Ben Hashemayim Baskol Natoim. So if these two are contradictory, so the first pshat is they Rashi wrote in the Saita, that if it goes, if it's Ben Hashemayim, it will go smoothly. The fact that there are ups and downs, are seen that it's not Ben Hashemayim. That's what the Bochum was asking for the simple pshat in this Gemara. The stipler doesn't think that it's so. He's apparently saying, he doesn't go into it, that Rashi is up for care. In the Gemara in Saita you can read not so, because the Gemara in Saita has a different contradiction. The Gemara in Saita, that base of an Aleph, he asks, one memory, one Amora says, Kosher Lezadgim, Kriyas Yamsu, Rabbi Yechanan. The other memory says, that name is Abgim La'adam, El Lefi Maisov. So Lefi Maisov depends on Mechira Chavshis. So Mechira Chavshis is not Ben Hashemayim. So how can it be that it's Ba'abayim Yom Kratzirus Avlat? The baby wasn't even formed yet. How could it be? If it's going to be Lefi Maisov, the baby, the person has Mechira Chavshis after they grow up. So that was the steer. How can you say that it's Ben Hashemayim if there's Bechira Chavshis later in life and you say the other one says that is Abgim La'adam, El Maisov? The Gemara answers in a Yishin to exchange. Then the Gemara throws in this memory afterwards, Kosher Lezadgim for Kriyas Yamsa. So Rashi writes there in Saito that this memory, Kosher Lezadgim, goes on Zivik Sheni because it's not Ben Hashemayim, and that's why it doesn't go smoothly. But in that Gemara in Saito, you don't have to learn like that. You can learn the Gemara just through the memory. Sometimes it's Kosher Lezadgim for Kriyas Yamsa, even if it is Ben Hashemayim. But this Gemara is the problem. This Gemara Al Pi Pashtus reads like Rashi.
How do you reconcile the Gemara?
The Gemara itself asks that kasha. How can you say the Gemara in Maikotin? The Gemara says in Masechas Maikotin that one in Avelas is not allowed to get married, but to get engaged is okay. To make Erisin is okay. Tisha B'av you're not allowed to get married. The 9 days you're not allowed to get married. The 3 weeks I'm in because we don't get married. But Erisin, Mamish, not only engagement. To say Hari Abu Kodesh is Muta on Tisha B'av. So the Gemara says why? Maybe someone else will chapois. So Gemara says, how can someone else chapois if it's exer and hashamayim? How can they chapois? So the Gemara says, add on one word. Shem ikan menu acher, berachamim. Berachamim means aide tfilo. Aide toecha tfilo, you can break exer. That's what the Gemara might cut means. Shem ikan menu acher berachamim. So the Maisa doesn't really make it, the way the stipler understands it doesn't. The whole issue of whether the zivik is basher or not is absolutely lo malo lo mer. Even if the zivik is basher, even if it's a zivik rishon and is basher, it can be broken either exer. The exer and the hashemayim can be broken either tefila. Some wise guy may chapois my basherten by being mispalished to the baruch shalom, and the exer will be changed. And the fact that it goes smoothly, the fact that it doesn't go smoothly, the stipler says is vayta, neither here nor there. So the whole issue whether the zivukim are basherten or not is really irrelevant. Halacha l'maase. Always an Aesir. Oh. It's a right to the stipler. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah. The Mishnah that we're learning, the Gemara's comment on the Mishnah has all the dinim of Kovet HaMelech. There's a din of Sentos Melech Mel, Shetehei Moso Alekoch. Means a stronger din of Kovet. There's a din of Kibbut Aviyem and Mora Aviyem, two mitzvahs. Mora means that it's even more than kibbut. Let's say there's a mitzvah to be mechavit amir chachamim. If they say we're talking about hadarta pnei zochim, hadarta means to be mechavit at amir chachamim. And Rabbi Muvo, if it's my Rebbe moving, then there's a din. Mora rabba kimora shamayim. That din, mora rabba kimora shamayim, that Tosfos points at Rabbi Kama daf in the mouth, that's only by Rabbi Muvo. But not only do you have a fee of kibbut, you even have a fee of mora. So when it says here, Shetei Emoso Yalech Hamid, not only is there a Chi of Kibbut, it's a Chi of Kibbut square. There's even a Chi of Moira, very strong Chi of Kibbut. So one of the Dinim in the Mishnah says, Ein Roi Moise Kishuhu Mistaper, Ulo Kishuhu Ra'or, Orem Ulo Kishuhu Bebeis HaMelechas. You have to treat the Melech with such great respect. No one's allowed to go into the Mikvah when the Melech is there. No one's allowed to go into the shower. And when he takes a haircut, no, the barber is going to be there, but no one else outside of the barber is going to be there. Why? It's not Kovet HaMelech that they should see him without his crown on. That's the Pashup Shah. It's not Kovet HaMelech that they should see the Melech without his whole get-up, without the fancy, like the Rav HaRoshi, Svarishe Rav HaRoshi, goes with this whole fancy Malkush. That's Kovet HaRabonis. Here also is a din of Kovet HaMelech. Now, so Leitchik mentioned the connection with this. He said that in he came from in Europe, there was a minute, not all of them. He said there was a minute that the Chosin during Shiva's in the Amishah, he said that the Chosin is Daimon HaMelech, so you have to be Mechabed the Chosin. So he says there was such a minute that whenever the Chosin would appear in public, by Sheva Brochus, by the Chosin, and by the whole Sud, he would keep his hat on the whole time. He takes off his hat. Sometimes not by the Chosin, as the Chosin takes off his jacket, takes off his tar. He starts dancing like a Meshuggah in front of the cow. So Leitchik, on occasion, it depends who the boy would be, if it was close to him or not. So on occasion he would mention that it's not right. And those who asked him, so he told them that the proper thing, if they want to know what the minig was where he came from, so he says the proper thing is that they should wear a hat the whole time that they appear in public, even if they're perspiring, even if they're dancing a lot, so don't dance so much. That's an extension of this Mishnah. And Roy Moshe Shulman stopped there, because he's supposed to appear in public all the time with his Keser HaMalchus HaRosh. That was the minute. Then the Gemara on the base talks about the separate dinim of haircuts for the Melech. Melech Mistapet, about 10-15 lines from the top. Melech Mistapet B'chol Yom, Melech shaves every day, takes a haircut every day, whatever it is. Takes a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol takes a haircut in Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. What's that? It's Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, the Mishmaris on the Schalfos, there were 24 Mishmaris. The Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris. They shouldn't just come and do Avodah haphazardly. Whoever, whichever Kohen runs in, will do Avodah. It has to be done in an organized fashion. So the Kohanim were divided. Originally, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were not so many Kohanim. There was only Aaron Avon. There was hardly anybody. So we're not divided into any mishmaris. There was a shaykh of mishmaris. So some of the Kohanim were doing avodah and the others were sleeping. You have to have someone do avodah in the middle of the night also sometimes. Torah Zemurim also has to be done by the Kohanim. So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were not enough Kohanim to have any mishmaris. Later, when there were more, enough Kohanim, so they divided into a few mishmaris. The Gemara in Titus has a price that says, I think originally there were 4 mishmaris, then there were 8 something. Then there were 16, and there were 24 mishmaris. That Azayit is Giblim. The old Kuvas by Shem, there were 24 mishmaris. All the Kohanim were divided into 24 groups. And every week, a different group of Kohanim would come to the Beis HaMikdash. They would start on Shabbos, and their Avodah would end in the middle of Shabbos. The Avodah's Tamil Shashat would be done by the old Mishmar, and I think the Musafim or the Avodah's in the afternoon were done by the new Mishmar. And then the Kohanim who belonged to a particular Nishmar were further divided up into Batayavas. That's a question Rashi in two different places writes differently. One place Rashi writes there are 7 days in every week. So the Kohanim in any given Nishmar were divided into 7 groups, into 7 Batayavas. So this group, these families within this Mishmar had the right to do Avodah on the Sunday of their week. The others had the right to do Avodah on Monday of their week, and so on, and Shabbos of the week. 7 Batayavas. Rashi in another place, I forgot, one is in Titus and one is in, it's another Masif. The Chayim point out is Tila. Rashi in another place writes 6 Batayavas. Sunday through Friday. And Shabbos, they all came. Whoever was around, they would all show up in the day something wish to do Avodah. The question exactly what this halacha is. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were not enough Kohanim to divide into Mishmaris. This was a later thing. It was Shmuel, I think, the Gemara says. The days of Shmuel, it started. So the pashtus is that it's just an accommodation. That the Avodas HaKavonah should not be a balagan. Some days you have 5,000 Kohanim show up, Thanksgiving weekend. You have 5,000 Kohanim show up. And another time, nobody will show up. So you have to have a system. As an Eitz HaTeva, the Chachamim came up with an Ein Kol to divide the Kohanim into Mishmaris, into Batiyot. That's the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. That's how the Ramban writes. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is listing off what he considers are the 613 mitzvahs. And he quotes from the Gemara, it's divided into 2 categories. 248 mitzvahs aseh, and 365 mitzvahs lo aseh. So the Rambam counts as one of the mitzvahs aseh, one of the 248 mitzvahs aseh, that the Avodas HaKorbanos should be done in a systematic fashion according to the Mishmaris and according to the Batayavas. Shouldn't be done like a hefkeres. So the Ramban is Gnostic on the Rambam. Where did he get it from? The Gemara seems to say there's just an accommodation. Just that it shouldn't be too many on one day and too few on another. But that's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam holds that it's a din d'oraisa. At a time that you have many Kohanim, It's a din deraisa. It's not a din deraisa. How many mishmaris there should be? That the Gemara said the first. They kept on changing. There were 4, then there were 8, and 16, 24. But the institution of mishmaris, that the avoda should be done in an organized fashion, different kinds, should have the schools to do at different times. That is a din deraisa. The Gemara has a din later, takan this daf, that a kohen who drinks wine, a pasuk in a chumash. Here it's about 15 lines from the bottom. It says, Vayikra Yud. Yayin Shechar al Tesh Hatov Anathov Eloi Samus. A kohen who is a shasa yayin is not allowed to do avodah the Beis HaMikdash. Not only is not allowed to, it's an Isser. If he does, then it's Mechalal avodah. Even the Dievet avodah sa b'chul lelos. Avodah will be possible, and that carbon will have to be brought all over again. A shasa yayin is Mechalal avodah. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim made a din, made a prohibition, that a kohen who belongs to a certain mishmar and a certain beis av, he knows which mishmar he belongs to. He belongs to a certain beis av. Even if he doesn't plan to go to the beis hamikdash to be makim kabbonis, he's not allowed to drink wine that whole day. That whole day, it's his turn. Either there was 6 bati yovas or 7 bati yovas, whatever. His day, it's his beis av, his mishmar. He's not allowed to drink wine, just in case they'll need him for hakrovas hakrovonis. Some the days of the Tanoi, what shayach, they're going to fly him in from Spain, from America. What shayach? So some of those who lived around Eretz Yisrael, those it's shayach, b'chdei sheyasu. Shayach, he should go by horseback to go to the Beis HaMikdash. But if a kohen lives so far away, it's not shayach. So what do you mean he's not allowed to drink wine? He lives on the other side of the world. He lives in Australia. If he's going to get to Eretz Yisrael, his day will be over already. So the stomach of those kohanim, it doesn't apply. But any kohen who knows which mishmar it is, which Beis Av it is, and he's close enough to the Beis HaMikdash that it's possible. He personally doesn't plan to go to do Akrovas Akrovas. If he plans to go, he's not allowed to drink wine. But even though he doesn't plan to go, it's a prohibition with the Rabbanon. He's not allowed to drink wine. He may forget. What happens if the Kohen knows which is his Mishmah? He does know which is his Beis Av. So then the Gemara says he's not allowed to drink wine the whole week. Be Sofik the whole week. What if he doesn't know which Mishmah he belongs to? And the Gemara says he's not allowed to drink wine all year long. What kind of a din is that? The whole din is only with the Rabbanah. This fellow doesn't plan to bring Karbanas anyway. If he doesn't know which is his Mishma, which is his Beis Av, he's not allowed to bring Karbanas. He can't just come whenever he wants. According to the Rambam, it's a din deraisa. He's Mavatla din deraisa if he comes and he brings Karbanas on the wrong day. According to the Rambam, he's Mavatla din deraisa. But if he doesn't remember which is his Beis Av, which is his Mishma, obviously he's not going to bring Karbanas. So how did they come up with such a... We're only dealing with a din derabbanan over here. Even though you don't plan to be makar of karbanas on that day or that week, you're not allowed to drink wine. So in Gansan and din derabbanan. Whenever you have a suffix, you say suffix derabbanan lechumre. Why do you... Huh? Why do you... You should go basurek to be matar everything. You should go basurek to be matar everything. That's the shayla. Why do you say Safik Dirabana L'chumra over here? Why don't you say Safik Dirabana L'chumra or Go Basara? So that is, we have such a topic. We may have discussed it by Shmita. By Shmita, there is a question exactly which year is the Shnas HaShmita. Whenever they publish a Luach, so they always print, Shnas Tavshin Nuntas is, I don't remember what it said on the Luach. Which year it is, the fifth or the sixth year? Since the every seventh year is a Shemitah, so they write on the Luach, it's the fifth year this year, fifth year into the Shemitah cycle, according to the tradition of the Gaonim. What does that mean? Obviously it's a dead giveaway that there are others who say that it's not the fifth year in the Shemitah cycle. There are other opinions. What are the other opinions? So one of the issues involved, one issue involved is the Rambam and the Raiva. The Rambam and the Raiva both have an Einfall that Yovel, we should have a blank year. Every 50th year we should have a blank year, which we don't do. Since the Chur Baishan just counts 7, 7, 7, 7, every 7th year is Shemitah. We don't designate the 50th year as the Yovel because we're not observing the laws of Yovel. You only observe the laws of Yovel when you have Kol Yoshev Alel, when you have the majority of the world Jewish population located in Eretz Yisrael, which we haven't had in a long time. So the Rambam writes based on the Gemara, despite the fact that we're not observing Yovel, but we should still count Yovel as a separate year to push off the beginning of the next Shemitah cycle. So you shouldn't count 7, 7, 7 with Yovel Avoid. You should count 7, 7, 7 times. Then have a Yovel year, which is a blank year, which serves as no purpose whatsoever, just to straighten out the calendar, You go in units of 50, 50, 50, 50, not units of 7, 7, 7. And every unit of 50 is 7, 7, 7 times, and then a blank year, 7, 7, 7 times, and a blank year. So according to the Rambam and the Raggad, our calculation is in ganzen off. So the Rambam surrenders to the Goinim. He says, what can I do? The Goinim say, otherwise, I don't understand it. We have to follow the tradition of the Goinim because they lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he writes, the Kabbalah is an Iker Godel in Paskening Shilas. Whatever the minig is, you have to follow the minig. The Raggad, that's where the Raggad is masking on the Rambam. And the Raggad says, no, the Rambam, we should follow the Rambam. That's what Rav Soloveitchik once said, to the best of his knowledge. It's the only place where the Raggad passes like the Rambam, and the Rambam passes against the Rambam. The Rambam thinks that you should count Yovel as a blank year. And then he says, that's what I think, but what can I do? I surrender to the Goyim. They say not so. And he says, the Kabbalah, the Masorah is an Iker Godel v'Hero. Tradition is a crucial point in how to pass in a Shaila. If that was a tradition of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, that they didn't count Yovel as a blank year, they just counted 7 cents, so he followed tradition. So the Rambam surrenders to the Goyim and he gives it. He says, don't follow my suggestion. And the Raggad says, no, the Rambam is right, so we should follow the Rambam. So the Raggad is mastering, you should follow the Rambam. And the Rambam passes against his own sheep. So that's one issue involved, whether our calculations are really accurate or not. We say that this year is the fifth year in the Shemitah cycle, maybe it's wrong, maybe we really should have been counting blank years every 50th year. Then there's another issue, the Gemara of the Zohar Daf Yud says that the year when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the first Tisha B'Av, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was Matzoi Shvi'is Hoysa. So Matzoi Shvi'is means it was the year after Shemitah. Shvi'is means the Shemitah year. Matzoi Shvi'is means the year after. Like Matzoi Shabbos means Sunday, the day after Shabbos. So Matzoi Shvi'is means the year after Shemitah. So Tosis has at this two pshotim. So one pshot in Tosis is, yeah, that Tisha B'Av of that year was towards the end of the year of Elul, and Tishrei starts in the year. That whole year that was just about to end in another month and three quarters, the year is going to end. That was Matzoi Shvi'is. Then Tosis has another pshat. No, that was the Shnas HaShemitah. That was the Shnas HaShemitah, the year that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And Shana Shekor Ba'abayis Matzoi Shvi'is Hoysa means that the next year, starting from Tishrei, they burnt down the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. Kept on burning and burning and burning for quite a while. When they finally realized that there's absolutely no Beis HaMikdash left, that was already after Rosh Hashanah. So that year, Bayit, Shana, Shachar, Bahabayis, that means the next year. Starting for Tishrei, that was Matzoi Shviis. But that year during which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that was the Shviis year, Mamash, it wasn't Matzoi Shviis. So it's already a question, then the Tosis has a further question, which year was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Was it really destroyed in the year 70? Was it destroyed in the year 71? Was it destroyed in the year 69? So there's quite a few stakes involved. So years ago, when the Jews were first, the colonists were first, went there with Israel, years before the Hakamas HaMedina, way before, so they were planting and plowing and so on, they had the kibbutzim, so the Shaila came up, what are they going to do, Shnas HaShemitah? So one of the Maskilim published an essay in one of the Maskilish journals in Europe. He was a little bit learned, so he wrote a whole essay to demonstrate the Shemitah today is only Midirabbanan, the Rambam Shita is not the Natoira. So since it's only Midirabbanan, whenever you have a Suffolk, you say Sveika Dirabbanan Akula. So it's a Sveika Dirabbanan Akula. Why? Because we're not sure which year is really the Shemitah. Is it this year? Is it that year? Is it the other year? So since you have a Suffolk, every year you say Sveika Dirabbanan Akula. So the Beis HaLevi has, in the beginning of the third Chelik of the Tshuva, Shabbat Tshuva's Beis HaLevi, has a few essays about Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. So he was very upset about that. He quotes Stodim Lahakal about a Hetta Mechira, pros and cons. But he says, this suggestion, and he identifies which essay, which journal this was published in, he says, this is totally wrong. You can't say Sveika Derabban Lakula when you're going to do away with the whole Linderabban. What are you going to do? You're not going to observe any one of the years of Shemitah. So for sure you did wrong. And he quotes the Ran, in the end of Sochem, the Ran of the Rish, the Gemara says that Arba Kaisis don't all need a Seder. Nikar Adin, only two out of the Arba Kaisis need a Seder. But the Gemara says there are two versions. One version has it, the first two of the Arba Kaisis need a Seder. And the other version has it, that the last two Kaisis, after the meal, the benching and the halal need a Seder. So the Gemara says that since we're not sure which is the correct the version, whether the first two Kaisis need a Seder, the last two Kaisis, but mainly you have no choice, they do a Seder both. So the Ran is bothered with the Kasha, once you say Sveika Derabbanan Lakula. The whole Din of Esed is only with the Rabbanan, it's not a Suffolk there, right? It's only a Din of Rabbanan. So So why don't you say Sveika Drabban Lekula? Don't bother to do any Hesed at all. So he says, that's ridiculous. Sveika Drabban Lekula, to do away with the whole Hesed, that's out of the question. Maybe you can say if he did B'di'evet, if he did Hesed on the first two, if he did Hesed on the second two, he didn't do on the first two, so B'di'evet, you say you don't have to do it over again. You say Sveika Drabban Lekula. But to say in advance, I'm not going to do Hesed on any of them, so for sure you're violating it. Or to say arbitrarily, I'm going to pick out these two, I'm going to do Hesed on these two. That could taste it to pick out arbitrarily. That's the din of Yeridaya. It's in the Kuf Yud Aleph, the very last siddur. The Chelek Aleph Yeridaya, there's such a din. If you have shteki deiros, if you have two pots on the fire, one has kosher food and one has trefa food cooking. And trefa food cooking to feed to the goyish workers in the house. And then have kosher food to feed to the Jewish workers, let's say. And by mistake, by accident, a little trefa fell into one of the two pots, and I don't know which pot it fell into. See, if the trefis is an Issa Deraisa, so you have to ask it both of the Gderis. You don't know. Sotik Deraisa before. But if the trefis is only an Issa Derabbanon, and the worst possible thing that could have happened is that the Issa Derabbanon fell into the kosher pot and made a trefis for Derabbanon, then you have a right to be Mekel. You say, Tonim Besal Kalkol, or Minutulko. I say, the trefis fell into the trefis pot because the whole issue was only Derabbanon. I say, the kosher pot remains kosher. Mishtel of the Chazor. Treif pad remains treif, and states that the kosher pad remains kosher. But what if you have two kederes and they're both kosher? Not that one pot has treif food, one pot has kosher food. Shtei kederes and they're both kosher, and a little treif is drabonon fell into one pot, one or the other. You don't know which one. So to be mata both pots, that's out of the question. You know for sure you're doing wrong. You can't say shtei drabonon lakula in a case when you know for sure it's a tarte disaster. You're doing wrong. To pick out arbitrarily, let's say this is more expensive than that. This is half empty. The other one is all full. So to pick out arbitrarily and to say, oh, we'll say that this one, the half full pot, or the less expensive pot, that's the one that became treif. And the more valuable, the full pot, that's the one that remained kosher. Eicha teisa. How do you know to pick one out? So you can't pick out arbitrarily one and say the other one remains kosher. So since you can't say that they're both mutter, you can't pick out arbitrarily, so the halacha says you have to ask for both. So that's the same over here. He does know which is his Beisav. He knows which Mishmah he belongs to, he does know which Beisav. True, the whole prohibition against drinking Yayin is only the Rabbanon. He doesn't plan to go be Makar Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. He lives Chutz LYerushalayim. He doesn't plan to go, he's in business. But still, there is it. He says the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to drink wine on your Beisav. So if he doesn't know which Beisav he belongs to, cannot be Matin to drink wine all 7 days in a week. You have to ask if I can, all 7 days. He doesn't know which Mishmah he belongs to. So he can't say he's mutter to drink wine all 24 weeks of all the Mishmahs. You have to ask him if I can. You have to ask him wine in all the 24 Mishmahs. So that's what the Gemara quotes in the Braisa. Kohanim asurim lishtus yayin liyayla. Redden, reviewed on him. So about 10 lines from the white lines. Vatanya, the Gemara quotes the Braisa. Vatanya, Rebbe Aymer. Aymer Ani. Rabbi always has that lashon. Aymer Ani. Aymer Ani. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his Beis HaOitzer. He has Al Pi Aleph Beis. He wrote an encyclopedia alphabetically arranged. Under the letter Aleph, he has Aymer Ani. So he writes, how come Rabbi says Aymer Ani? The Mishnah says in the end of Saita, Rishimeis Rabbi Batla Novi. He was such a humble man. So how come he says Aymer Ani? I say, my opinion is like this. Why doesn't he just say Shitas? He says, no. He says, Aymer Ani, I think that the din is like this. He says, if he only is daipi, with humility, he said, Aymer Ani, I would think that the din should be, Kohanim Asur Lishtas Yayin Liyon. He thinks the Kohanim is Manazeb, is Man Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. They don't know what Mishma they belong to, they don't know what they saw. So the din should have been that they should be asked to drink wine all year long. Because Sveika Derabbanan can't be Lekula, it's going to be a Taita Desasri, it can't be Matar anything. But he says, Halach HaLamayse, the fact that there's no more Beis HaMikdash is Choreh. So therefore the whole Din Derabbanan, that the Kohen who knows which Mishmah he belongs to, which Beis Av belongs to, is not allowed to drink wine, the whole Din doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. And that's our practice. Om Rabbi, Abai says, Kiman, Shasi, Kohani, Cham, Rabbi, Idno. Whose Shita do the Kohanim follow that they all drink wine to Zman Hazeh, who Idno? Who Idno means now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, and nobody remembers. No one knows what they saw. They should be also all year long. So the answer is, Kiret, they follow the Shita of Rebbe, that Takanasa Kilkalasa. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Everyone is allowed to drink wine. So again, so the Gemara had before, the Melech takes a haircut every day. Melech has to be, Melech Biofya Techazena Inech. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Melech v'yochiyo techazel v'einecho. Pasuk in Yishayim. So the Melech has to be mistapit b'chol yom. Kangorol, there's a special chiyuv covered of the Kangorol. The Kidashto applies more to the Kohen Gadol than it does to a Kohen Hedyot, to be Mechabed the Kohanim in general, to be Mechabed the Kohen Gadol in particular. So out of respect to the Kohen Gadol, so we want that every Erev Shabbos, because the Mishmaris are going to be Mischalfas on Shabbos, so he should look just right on Shabbos, he should trim his beard, he should whatever, he should take a little haircut, he should look Moiridik on Shabbos. And a regular Kohen Hedyot, there is a din of Kohen Hedyot, there is a din of COVID for the Kohen Hedyot. So the Kohen for the Kohen Hedyot should also be properly dressed and so on in order to command the respect of the non-Kohanim. But we don't require that he should take haircuts so often. The din only requires that he should take l'shloshim yom, every 30 days. How do you get that din l'shloshim yom? Because the Pasuk says in Chumash, the Pesukim, the Gemara has a series of Pesukim. The Gemara says, Stam Naziris is l'shloshim yom. What do you mean, Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom? It means a person is Mekabel. A person Mekabel Naziris for 5 years. 5 years? A person Mekabel Naziris for 7 years. 7 years. One of them Mekabel Naziris for 50 days. 50 days. Whatever number you want. What if a person says Mekabel Naziris for 2 days? So the Gemara says no. You can't be Mekabel Naziris less than 30 days. The minimum number is 30 days. And then the Gemara says, what if a person is Mekabel Naziris and he doesn't say how long? Doesn't say 5 days, 10 days, 100 days, 100 years. Doesn't say how long. That's called stam naziris. So the Gemara has it in the second wide line. Stam naziris is shloshim yom. Because shloshim yom is the minimum. You can't be mekam naziris less than shloshim yom. Even if he says, "Harei nazir yoy nechod," the Mishnah says, "Harei nazir shloshim yom." That's the minimum. So how does the Gemara know that this is the halacha? So the Gemara says on the third line, that's based on the pasuk, kadesh. How to say? Kodoshi hiye, gadel peres arosha. So kodoshi hiye, the word yihiye, the gematria is 30. Yud hey is 15, and the next yud hey is right to 15. 15, 15 is 30. So kodoshi hiye, gadel peres arosha, the gematria is 30. So that's how the Gemara derived this din. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Seita, on the first parak, that this is not a real mocker for a din. We have various Midah Shatan and Reshes Bam, and Gematria is not one of them. The Mishnah says so at the end of the first parak in Chagigah. It says, Kinim, how do you say, Kinim Gematrios Paparos Lachachim. No? Kinim Pischim Nidos Gufi Halacha. And it says, Gematrios is only Paparos Lachachim. What do you mean Paparos Lachachim? It means that it's not for the Midah Shatan and Reshes Bam. So the Rambam, the Gemara there in Nazir says, one Manama says, Kodesh Yiyah. Yeh be gematria plus, and how the word yeh and gematria adds up to 30. And then the other Manam says, it's halacha l'moshe misina. It's an oral tradition that we have. So the Rambam writes that it's not a machloikis. The one who said gematria is just an asmachta remez. You never have any halachas that are based on a gematria. The Rambam writes the same also in the Sefer HaGu'ula. And he talks about when Ashantem Boris. Rashi and Chumash quotes, when Ashantem Boris. How does it say, Kisod upanim evneim panim Ashantem Boris, Ushchatem asisim pesel. When you do Avodah Zarah. So the Baruch Hashem is going to utterly destroy the Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, the Agadita, that if Bnei Yisrael would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael, Kiminyan, Vinoshantam, the whole Gematria of Vinoshantam, I already forgot how you add it up, how much it adds up, several hundred years, then the whole punishment would have been fulfilled, and there would have been another destruction of the Jewish people. So Baruch Hashem did us a taiva that he was marked in the Churban by his region 2 years before the Gematria of Vinoshantam. So we were not utterly destroyed, so that prophecy was never fulfilled. Because that prophecy was only on the condition that we would stay in Eretz Yisrael, Kiminyan ben Oshantim. So the Ramban writes, and the Sefer HaGula has all countries about the Golas and the Gula. So he writes that he doesn't think that the Gematria is not from Midah Shatan and Resh Hashem. He says it's not from the word ben Oshantim. He says Chazal had a tradition that there's some kind of a remnant somewhere in that parasha as to when the Churban is going to be. But not that they had particularly the tradition that is on the word Vinashant. And the Pnei Yeshua quotes that in Masech HaShabbos. We must have spoken about it the first, when we started the Shiram on Shabbos. The Gemara says, how do you know that there are Lamates of his Malachas? So one time learns it after the Gematria, Eile HaDvar Mashid Dibar Hashem. Eile, the Gematria is Aleph Lamin Hei is 36. And Dvarim is Mir Drab Mishnayim is 2. And Dvarim HaDvar Mahei Haidi adds on a third one, is 36 and 3 is 39. Eila lamites alves malachas of the Pnei Yeshua. And that Gemara says also, I think he quotes the Rambam, maybe the Pirush HaMishnayos in Nazir. Maybe he writes on his own, I forgot. Pnei Yeshua also writes that this is only an asmachta. You never learn out any dinim from a gematria. Al kaponim, we know this din. It's not really this market. That's a remez. Kodesh Yir. Yir be gematria is 30. It's a remez. It's a din, aloha moshe b'sina, let's say, that is stam naziris is shloshim yom. So there the pasuk says, kodesh yiyeh gadel pera sa'ar rosho. He has to grow his hair till the 30th day. He's supposed to grow till and including. 30 days worth of growth of hair is called the pera. And here the pasuk in Yechezkel, speaking of the Kohanim's responsibility, says, ufera lo yishalecho. They're not allowed to let their pera grow longer. So what does it mean? Pera lo yishalecha. Pera, the word pera, means 30 days growth of hair. So pera lo yishalecha means they can allow. There is no halacha that says they have to take a haircut before 30 days. There's no prohibition to let the hair grow 30 days. After they have, that's how the Gemara works it out. Tesis learns like that. The top Tesis. It means ufera, they can let the hair grow till the 30th day, but lo yishalecha, they shouldn't allow it to grow till the 31st day. We don't require they should grow it. They have to take a haircut. Oy velasiyasam. Before they come to the 30th day. No, they're allowed to have pera, but they're not allowed to let the pera grow longer. Pera lo yishalech, not to let the pera lo grow longer. So based on these psukim, the pasuk by Nazir, the pasuk by pera, by the Kohen Hedyo, so that's how the Gemara came to that conclusion, that the Kohen Hedyo is mizgaleya, echad l'shloshim yom. Every 30 days he has to take a haircut. Non-Kohanim don't have to, there's no sal shalocha, non-Kohanim don't have to take a haircut every 30 days. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein claims that in the days of the Ramah, he's suggesting in the days of the Ramah, he's guessing that they probably took a haircut, the practice probably...
Say, you see us. Он его поднять.
Сырба.
Again, that's not well hung.
Yeah, with that.
Yes, yeah, you have to shaft the
knife. Nein.
Real best gerät, not so cute, scandal, and you'll get.
Listen in Russia.
Listen, nicht gefasst, has it.
But I can eat zero, the price, the wean, and the knocker.
Я ж зеро кипане за вас, но как не зеро кипать это?
Рамун, я си до выкат, но я шит стай до смилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу
за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу
за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу
за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за
дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу за дилу
за
Was it?
The first, but I know here is what gift it is up.
How says as it is the end.
If the drought still out, if the system, if the
drought, it's a yes, I get here, yes, you either get on the road, and I get here, but believe in the storm, but I get on you.
If the drought, if the drought, it
isn't the astro, is it, it acts, it is, if the return, you know, is not my film, it was yourself, that it was in the earth, and it were the moon.
For it was in the earth, and it were the moon, but in the year, if the drought still out, if the
System, if the going on in the game.
System, I had the snack and the feed, the end of this.
But for a worry that many did me rajn, but for the shell of Marina.
And the city would take a bazin of worries that the Swedish did the shoes in.
The Swedish did the shoes in the same bit
that one yet the first bit I know Swedish by.
One, he never Swedish by his fellow.
How long has it been early wrote it? Make on him.
Was the gift that the Siamma should be scattered?
Was the gift that the Siamma should be scattered?
You know, I don't know him.
Komm, mir hat schon gefragt,
du mir nicht kostest, ja, du wolltest mir die Sache, die sie hüben kann.
Ich brauche nämlich die Sache, alles ist nicht mit dir.
Ich meine, für Kinder, sie schachten, sie waschen mich zu, ich bin nicht ohne, du hör mir nicht.
Mir vor, du hör mir nicht, ich gehe schon los, sammle der Zonsberg, mir reinem.
So ist mir was mir an, dann nehme ich auch,
ach, so ist es auch. Nicht zissen, ich bin auch da, doch auch besser. Der Feind an der Zort, jetzt sind es nicht aber, ich will schon um.
Verstehst du, wenn ich jetzt war, bis hier in Sosch.
Der Korb, du trillig, ich nach noch nicht, ich glaube, ich nach zwei Wochen, wie ich morgen zu Ellen an ihm. Ich nach zwei Wochen, wie ich morgen. Ich habe den Papier hier, die hat mich hier, ich dann, und ich mache es wieder. Ich habe nur zwei Kerzen, ich muss noch wie. Ich mache es rock, das ist der Ton, das gibt mir nicht, ich gebe gerade immer sie, um zu Ellen an der Zort, mit Papa, wie ich auch rie. Nicht, ich habe mir zwei Schrecken, ich werde das hier. Aber wie wir hier, ich glaube, das ist kein Nutzi. Erlegen wir können das nicht getragen, weil ich keine Muff, also ich gehe getragen, mit nur in der Rufen, also er und Anna. Aber wenn wir Rufen hier auch so hat, das wird mich zuerst in der Rufen. Rufst du von Rannen, was ihr sagt, ob sie nicht auf Snarf geht.
Snarf.
Was, da hat mir auch zu leid, wie ihr noch mal, das ist ein Achsmaß, aber ich kann mir nicht, das ist nicht mit sich gehen, aber ich habe schon was, wie ihr noch gesagt, du, no. Wie ihr, das ist das hier auf der. Och, jag kan inte driva det sin kassa, så jag måste se om vi. Nej, det är livna av det, det är sin ett liv och så var fint. Nicht ist nicht gerade, sie haben schon mehr Farbe schon. Schreibbar ist mir wieder so, wenn sie auf der Straße hier gehen, sehe ich, dass sie die Sache des Tages. Nein, ich helfe mir die Lohre, was mir nicht in der Wiel und nicht in der Wettung. Das ist mir auch etwas, was mir in der Wiel und in der Wettung. Getreut mir mir, wenn es ist nicht gerade, wenn es nicht gerade, wenn es nicht umgeht. Hey! Nicht gerade, wenn es nicht gerade, wenn es nicht umgeht. Ja! Sie haben den Zerroch gefahren, dass ich mit dem Schnaub, das weiß ich nicht, ist das. Nee, dann im Elfschen schon kam mit dem Schnaub, das ist mir warm, aber wenn ihr rum mit dem Schnaub, bitte. Oh, und ihr fährt sich öffnet, dann war mal frei, das ist ja alle lieb nicht. Ihr Gersch im Zerroch gefahren, dass ich blitz, da bin ich nicht wohin da. Nee, ihr wollt es auf, ne, ihr wollt es nicht, das rübsch. Nee, für den Weg, ich kann es offen. Ihr nehmt mich zu, das ist, denn ich gebe sie noch mal, ich sehe, für eine Wiese, das ist mir mal raus, der Mann. Nimm immer schnell nach los, ihm auf, wir rauschen mit Öl, und so gibt ein Eckes mit Barflor, mit Wasser in der Kanne. So gibt ein Ogrim, mir ein Gab, nimmt es in den Gierpanne, da ist ein Amt, die Alt, und so hat ein Abel Mannes, aber wenn ihr um mich befeinert ist. Hier nimm mich wohin, dann nimmt es in den Gierpanne, so gibt ein Sitz, nicht dann im Elschen schnell im Kamm, sie haben sie mir lahm, aber wenn ihr um, wenn ihr da ist. Nicht dann im Elschen schnell im Kamm, sie haben sich jammisch. Dann gibt es ein Zehantchen mit Ofi, zehn, und etwas aus, und gibt es ein Ehler, und setzt ein Jahrzehlig, und es macht es ja auch nicht. Im Elschen kann ja mir selber wie Nacht. Aber dann bevor es mir in Anschien, wenn Ofi, sie haben sich da ein bisschen. Nicht dann im Elschen schnell im Kamm, sie haben sich jammisch, und es ist ein Ehler. Ein Jahrzehlig, und es macht es ja auch nicht. Aber dann bevor es mir in Anschien, wenn Ofi, sie haben sich jammisch, und es ist ein Ehler. Nicht dann im Elschen schnell im Kamm, sie Schön, ja, und es ist das. Nun, sie erwartet mir. Ja, das ist ein Eiler, der umgeht in den Obus, nimmer all, ich dachte, Melan, Melan, und hier, um sie zu rauchen, gibt alle die Cholera. Jetzt mal etwas, was ist denn so, die müssen auch gerade alleine gehen. Ich frage mich, wie rauscht das Fein. Ja, ich war schon zurückgefahren, dass ich fast schon, und es war so, die Fino, das ist ein Mischen auf, was ist das? Ich hieß nur mal gut, das Mädchen auf, die war in Melan, Melan, und hier, um sie rauchen, gibt alle die Twiggy, weil jetzt mal etwas, das ist mir, Mann, nimmer mal mit, ja.
Ich
Ich schon schon machen mein der Abend die Sarah der los war schon. Ich schon paar bitte die das Fleisch hier und nicht da und nie schon können. Ja, sie haben mir mir recht da Haus sich sucht mit der Tod. Das ist rum geht das. Wir fahren hier mit das mit diesen Wind für die Zeit in vorne die das. Ja, aber sucht nach, aber sucht zu ist nicht aus. Wir haben nicht nur jetzt Carpenter mit der Wind auf der Wiese in der mit. Hat nämlich mit so was mit der geht das. is never there, that's not what leads in Shelkilos. Now, get off and see the Sierra in the Simukai, the needs. Then it's all the Sierra to Ashla Homum. No, my rock in the Lumas are the Bell, Sierra in the Dressy. No, I can eat the Rocky Pana, and it's not the Sossi off without Nancy. The numero he'll be doing, no, mean, and numero he'll be doing the Lumas are the Bell, says Mamar. Or see off without Nancy of Tuesday. Ja, da war am Kargeni Ziefe, dann so, die Fresse schon schon nimmer war ja da anders auf, wo er auch. Nur Kargeni Ziefe, ich hab mir die Elber, ich hab mir die auch geschirrt, ja, ich hab in der Buch. Dann auch bei mir dran, so, ich sag, ich hab nicht gesagt, sie haben nicht, das ist nicht, ich hab mir nicht, das ist 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 nicht, das I'm not going to be able to do it. They serve the Bashlach, that I can eat the sauce. Or it was either Earth 90 to the Irish, then the scale of the Earth 90 to the Rillamum, Earth 90 to the Rillamum. But I can eat the serve of the Bashlach. But I can eat the Rokhan. But I can eat the Rosy the Balamumas. And Chimin is not coming to this. And all the other in the Saki Shino. The Hosh is Rokhan, if I still see Edmund, this is the Hilkham, as they are doing it. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. I can't see the wolf. I'm not going to be able to do it. And so can look to the Tamil Sanyanet. Amushta, one epoch net. Yes, it is off the Yiddish Tatar. Well, I'm a little bit of a move. I can eat the earth because I'm a shaman. I'm a good spit. I'm a good spit. I'm a shining, I'm a little bit of a wenn ich nicht warum sie bin, weil ich meine, sie haben mir anders, dass sie in die Achse. Sure, rau, rau, Oh, we now give a look at the business. I scream, we now give a look at the business.